敬拜这个我们的独一的真神。
So we know a spiritual convocation is coming up.
我们知道这灵恩布道会要快到了。
So because of this, as a church, we need to gird up ourselves and ready to go out and preach the gospel.
所以我们整个教会大家要这个束起腰带来出去传福音。
So last week we started together, come and see.
所以从上个礼拜我们就说我们来你来看。
Oh, 2 weeks ago, actually.
这两个礼拜之前。
And today we'd like to continue to study, come and see the second part.
所以今天我们继续来查考，说你，请你来看。
Let's turn the book of John, chapter 1.
我们看这个约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1, verse 39.
约翰福音第一章的第三十九节。
John chapter 1, verse 39.
约翰福音第一章的三十九节。
He said to them, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour.
耶稣说你们来看，他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住，那时也有圣阵了。
So we know that during this time, John told his disciple, Jesus is the Lamb of God.
这个时候施洗约翰指着他的门徒对耶稣说，他就是这个耶稣的门徒。
And when his two disciples heard this, they followed our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个施洗约翰的两个门徒听见这句话的时候，他们就跟随了耶稣。
And our Lord Jesus Christ asked them, what do you seek?
这个主耶稣问这个施洗约翰的门徒说，你们要来找什么？
And they asked him, where are you staying?
就是他们就问耶稣说，你在哪里住啊？
So we know that many people in the world, they need to know where our Lord Jesus Christ is staying.
所以今天有很多人要知道主耶稣到底是在哪里住。
There's so many different denominations in the world.
在今天有这么多不同的这个宗派。
And they all proclaim that they are the true church of God.
他们都说他们是得救的教会。
But they need to find out where is our Lord Jesus Christ is staying.
但是我们要找出到底主耶稣是跟哪一个教会同在呢？
So during the time our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, come and see.
所以主耶稣对这个约翰的两个门徒说，你们来看吧。
So when they went and they saw.
所以他们来就看见了。
And they remained with our Lord Jesus Christ for many days.
所以他们就跟随跟主耶稣同在一起好几天。
So for us, we also need to have this kind of attitude.
所以对我们来讲也是要有这样的态度。
We know we're the only true church of God.
我们知道我们是唯一的这个真教会。
And we know our Lord Jesus Christ dwells in the midst of us.
我们也知道主耶稣就住在我们当中。
So sometimes when we go out and preach the gospel,
所以有时候我们出去传福音。
We just make it very simple and ask people come and see.
我们只要出去对别人说你们来看吧。
But when they come and see, they must be able to see something that can magnify the name of God.
那他们来一定要看见可以荣耀主名的事。
They must see something that they know that Jesus abides with every single one of us.
他们来可以看见说主耶稣的确跟我们每一个人同在。
And only then they want to stay and remain with us.
那么这样子他们才愿意跟我们在一起。
Of course, and then we go on and we study in chapter 3, chapter 2.
我们继续来查考第二章。
So during the time as the disciples followed our Lord Jesus Christ, they saw the miracles and signs that Jesus had performed.
所以当时门徒跟随着主耶稣就看见主耶稣所行的神迹奇事。
And it's the same for us.
那对我们来讲也是一样。
When we invite people come to our church,
当我们邀请人来我们教会。
They should be able to see miracles and signs that Jesus worked amongst us.
他们能够看见主耶稣的确跟我们同在，有神迹奇事随着正式所传的道。
Just like in Africa.
就好像在非洲。
Many people who were converted because they saw some of our members die and resurrected.
因为很多人看见在我们教会里头有死人复活的事，所以他们大家就相信了。
And they see some of the members before they used to be thieves and robbers, now they become a good person.
他们看见在我们教会的信徒有些以前是当这个小偷强盗的，但是来我们教会之后就完全改变了。
So because of this, many of them come to believe in our church.
因为这样子就很多人他们来相信我们的教会。
But maybe we ask ourselves this question, what about now in the US?
那有时候我们问说，那我们现在在美国是什么情况呢？
It seems there's no miracles and signs.
好像在我们当中没有什么神迹奇事。
Maybe many visitors come to our church, they listen to sermon, they just fall asleep.
有很多人来我们教会，在听到的时候都睡觉了。
We can ask ourselves, where is the miracles and signs?
我们问自己说，到底神迹奇事在哪里呢？
But rather, the miracle and sign is within us.
但事实上，这神迹奇事是在我们里面。
For example, in Africa, of course, when people die, they are resurrected, so this is a great miracle.
在非洲有人死而复活，没错，这是一个大神迹。
But a greater miracle is not we can see with our physical eyes.
但是这个大神迹不仅是借着我们的肉眼看见。
But rather, greater miracle is to transform our life to be a good person.
这个大的神迹就是能够改变我们成为一个新造的人。
For example, when I told you the story about the scorpion and Mr. Fox.
比如说跟大家讲到这个 scorpion 跟 fox 是这个故事。
You know, scorpion is very small.
我们知道这个蜈蚣这个什么讲是？哦，蝎子蝎子是很小。
So when the scorpion he went across the river.
所以这蝎子要过河。
Of course, because he's so small, he knows he cannot do it by himself.
他说他太小了，他过不了河。
So during time he saw Mr. Fox standing next to him.
他就看到这个狐狸先生站在那里。
And then he asked Mr. Fox, "Hey, Mr. Fox, can you take me across the river?"
他说狐狸先生你可不可以带我过河呢？
Of course, Mr. Fox said, "No way."
这个狐狸先生说办不到。
If I put you on my back and you will sting me and kill me.
我说他说若是把你换在我的背，那你咬我就死了。
Of course, Mr. Scorpion said, "No. If I do that, not only you die, I also will die."
蝎子说我不咬你，要不然你死我也死了。
And then Mr. Fox thought about it.
所以呢，这狐狸先生想一想。
He said, "That's pretty logical."
这好像很有合逻辑。
So he asked Mr. Scorpion to jump on his back.
所以他就请这个蝎子呢跳到他的背上。
Then Mr. Fox was swimming across the river.
所以呢，这个狐狸先生就开始游过河了。
And halfway across the river, he felt a stung in his back.
结果过了一半路的时候，他感觉到这蝎子在他的背上咬一口。
And during this time, Mr. Fox cannot believe it.
那结果呢，这个狐狸先生不敢相信。
And he looked at Mr. Scorpion.
他看到这个蝎子。
He said,Why did you do that?
问蝎子说你为什么要咬我一口呢？
And Mr. Scorpion said, "I can't help it. It's in my nature."
这蝎子说这是我的本性我一定要咬你一口。
If you know about scorpions,
所以你都是晓得这个蝎子。
If you touch them, they sting you right away.
你摸它，它马上就咬你。
And that's what they do all the time.
因为这是蝎子的本性。
So, but if you see, if Mr. Fox went across the river, if Mr. Scorpion went across the river.
但是呢，若是这个蝎子要自己过河。
If he can fly from one side to the other.That we think, wow, that is a great miracle.
你们想说蝎子能够从河这边飞到那边那的确是个大神迹。
Because scorpion they do not fly.
因为这蝎子飞不了这个过河。
What is a great miracle?
到底什么是大的神迹呢
？That the scorpion be able to stay in Mr. Fox's back and make it to the other side of the river.
就是蝎子呢要停在这狐狸先生的背上，然后一同过了河。
So in other words, the miracle is to transform the ways or the natural way of Mr. Scorpion.
所以呢，事实上呢，这个神迹呢，就是说，这个大自然超过这个蝎子本身的能力。
Look how many human beings live in the world.
我们今天看多少人活在这世上。
How many people truly have the good nature inside of them?
多少人真正有好的本性。
Actually, the Bible says be born into sin.
圣经告诉我们说，我们是在罪中所生的。
And we also will die with our sin.
当然我们也死在罪中。
We know it's so difficult to change our sinful ways.
所以呢，要从这个罪的生活改变是很难的。
When I was working in the world.
当我还在这个世上工作的时候。
And I worked with many people who are addicted to alcohol.
我看到很多人他们醉酒。
And the doctors tell them over and over again, if you have another glass of alcohol, you will die.
医生呢跟他的病人讲说你再喝一杯酒的话呢那一定必死了。
Of course, they do not want to die.
当然他不想死。
And they want to stop drinking.
所以但是他们呢就想戒酒。
But they cannot.
但是戒不了酒。
So that's why some of them drink themselves to death.
所以有些人呢就酗酒到死。
And this goes with everything in this world.
那么这样子的道理呢就是世界上的事。
So that's why nowadays, what is the greatest miracle?
所以今天到底什么最大的神迹是什么
?That if you can change the inward man.
就是能够改变我们内在的人。
To be a good person.
成为一个好的人。
Just like for me before.
就好像对我是一样。
I had no peace, no joy.
过去我没有这个平安喜乐。
And I was such an angry person.
我非常的容易生气。
And I talked to many different people who tried to change my ways.
那我跟很多的人谈的话，我想改变自己。
And during time I cannot.
但是呢，我改变不了自己。
My anger got even worse when I get older.
那么我年纪大了，我的这个生气这个越来越改变不了。
And the emptiness that's inside my heart is even bigger.
那我心里头呢的虚空之处呢是越来越大。
But praise and thank God.
但是感谢神。
Because God have called me to find His true salvation.
因为神他召我来找到这个真实的得救的道理。
Now I have peace and joy.
那现在呢我就有平安喜乐。
Because I have the hope of eternal life.
因为我有得救的盼望。
Now even though sometimes I do get angry once in a while.
虽然说有时候我也会生气。
but way less than before.
啊，但是呢，是大大的少于以前了。
Why? Because we have the Spirit of God inside of us.
啊，因为现在我们有神的灵在我们心里头。
I remember one time I had an argument with my wife.
啊，我记得有一次跟我太太吵架。
And that time I was so mad at her. I don't know why, but I was so mad at her.
啊，那个时候呢，我对她很气。
And I wanted to swear.
Right. 我真的是想要发誓。
Because before I came to Christ, I swear all the time.
啊，因为我还没信主之前，我常常发誓。
Especially when I get angry.
啊，尤其是我生气的时候。
But this time I want to swear my wife, but for some reason I cannot say it.
啊，但是这一次呢，我要对我太太发誓，但是呢，我讲不出来。
It seemed like somebody's close in my mouth. I try to say, but it just doesn't come out.
啊，好像是有人把我的嘴巴关住了，所以我要讲讲不出来。
Then I truly praise and thank God because there are times the Holy Spirit constrained me from sinning against Him.
啊，所以是很感谢神，因为那时候呢，圣灵啊，他就止住了我啊，不这个发咒启示。
So that's why many of us experience this kind of miracle.
啊，那我们大家也很多人经历过这种神迹。
Let's turn the book of Acts.
我们看一下《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 6.
啊，《使徒行传》的第六章。
The book of Acts, chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people.
啊，说斯提凡啊，满得恩惠能力，在民间行的大奇事和神迹。
So when we ask people come and see.
啊，所以当我们邀请人说你们来看。
They should see someone just like Stephen.
啊，他们来可以看见像斯提凡的人一样。
He is full of faith.
啊，他是蛮有信心。
So this means he believed that our Lord Jesus Christ because of this miracles and signs follow him.
啊，因为斯提凡他相信主耶稣基督啊，所以因此有大的神迹发生。
So it's no different from us.
啊，对我们也是一样。
When we ask people to come and see.
啊，当我们邀请人来说来看。
They will know and they will see that we are the chosen people.
啊，他们来看见说我们的确是神的选民。
Then chapter 16 verse 15.
啊，然后第十六章的第。
I'm sorry.Acts chapter 6 verse 15.
啊，第六章第十六节。
Acts chapter 6 verse 15.
啊，第六章第十五节。
And all who sat at the council looked steadfast at him, saw his face as the face of an angel.
啊，他说在公会里坐着的人定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
We know that at time people were arguing against Stephen.
啊，当时候啊，这个人啊，跟斯蒂凡。啊，在那边争执。
And even though they accuse him of many things that is false.
啊，那么他们用很多的假的见证来控告斯提凡。
But when they look at him.
啊，但是当他们定睛看他的时候。
And they saw his face just like a face of an angel.
啊，看见斯提凡的脸像好像天使的脸。
So we know the face of an angel is very beautiful.
啊，我们知道天使的脸是很好看的。
But why during the time that Stephen had face of an angel?
那为什么斯提凡那时候看起来有天使的脸呢？
Even though people were yelling and screaming at him.
啊，所以说大家啊，在这个啊，在吵着。啊，在喊着骂着他。
He had peace and joy inside.
啊，但是他心里头蛮有平安喜乐。
And this peace and joy for sure the world cannot give him.
啊，这个平安喜乐啊，不是世人可以给他的。
So we know nowadays many people do not have peace and joy.
啊，我们知道今天很多人心里头没有平安喜乐。
But if they come to a church and they also cannot find peace and joy, and where can they go and find it?
啊，但是他到我们教会来，都是看见我们当中也没有平安喜乐，那他怎么能够得到呢？
A couple of weeks ago, one of the students at Harvard committed suicide.
啊，在几个礼拜之前，有一个哈佛大学学生他自杀死了。
And the student was doing his PhD.
啊，这个学生呢，啊，他是要拿到博士学位的。
And he was doing a dissertation on some kind of DNA or something like that.
啊，他就啊在研究有关于这人类这个基因的这个事。
And what happened? He spent so many years in doing this research.
那么他花了很几年的时间在做研究。
And on the end, his research cannot be complete.
啊，到最后的时候呢，啊，他的结论啊，结论不出来。
Because there's one thing that was missing.
啊，因为有一个事情没有了。
Of course, many people tell him already. Of course, he can get his PhD, he can graduate because what the research have he done was so wonderful already.
啊，有些人跟他讲说没有关系，你就缺乏这一点，但是呢，你的研究报告是这么完整啊，你是没问题的。
But for he himself just feel that he didn't accomplish anything.
但是对他来讲，他觉得他没有成就什么。
Because he thought that if he be able to complete this research, he become a very famous person.
啊，因为他想，若是我这个结论啊能够做好的话，我就马上成名了。
And maybe by then he can feel complete as a person.
啊，那么这样子呢，他就感觉他是一个完完全全的一个人。
So because he did not do, not be able to do this.
啊，但是他做不到这一点。
Even though he professor say he can get his PhD and graduate.
啊，所以说他的教授跟他讲说，你可以得到博士学位，你可以毕业。
But he went ahead and killed himself anyway.
但是结果呢，他还是自杀了。
So you can see many people are like this in the world.
啊，今天世界上很多人也是这样。
But when they come to our church,
啊，但是他们来到我们教会。
They need to see the peace and joy that come from our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，他们 他们可以看见在我们当中有从主耶稣得到来的平安喜乐。
When they look at our faces,
啊，当他们看我们的脸的时候
，we must have the face of an angel.
啊，我们的脸必须要有像天使的脸。
And who cannot be attracted to the face of an angel?
那么，那没有人说看见天使的脸而不觉得被吸引的。
If they see every single one of us are like this, for sure they will stay and abide with us.
啊，当然，他看见每一个人的脸都是像天使的脸的话，他们愿意啊跟我们同在一起。
Let's also turn to Acts chapter 7.
我们看使徒行传第七章。
Chapter 7, verse 54.
啊，第七章的第五十四节。
7 verse 54.
七章五十四节。
When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. Verse 55.
五十五节。
But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Verse 56.
五十六节。
And said, Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.We can see that during this time, people were going to kill Stephen, stone Stephen to death.
这个时候呢，众人他们是对这个尸体呢是咬牙切齿，要用石头打死他。
And for sure, deep down inside his heart, he knows he's going to die.
那当然，他们也尸体官心里头也知道，我一定必死不疑了。
But that does not matter.
但是呢，不重要。
Because when he gazed into heaven,
因为当尸体官看天的时候
，and he saw the glory of God.
他看见神的荣耀。
And he sees.Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
看见主耶稣站在神的右边。
And then the heaven opened for him.
然后天为他开了。
So every single one of us, we know one day we must die.
我们每一个人都知道，终有一天我们会死。
But it doesn't mean we have no hope at all.
但并不是说我们没有失望，没有指望。
Even during that time.
就好像当时的
尸体王。When he died, he knows he's going to be with our Lord Jesus Christ.
他尸体王知道他死了，他要跟主耶稣同在。
And this is a hope for every single one of us.
那么这对我们每一个人都是一个希望。
The people who live in the world.
但是对世人来讲。
Before they die.
他们还没死之前。
They have no hope at all.
他们没有指望。
Because they don't have our Lord Jesus.
因为他们没有主耶稣
so we must bring this hope to them.
所以我们必须要把这个指望带给他们
so when they come to our church,
所以他们来到我们教会的时候
we also must see that we can see that the heavens open.
他们来这里看见说真的天为我们开了
and that our hope is not the hope in this world.
因为我们的指望不是在这世上
but the hope is not in the world to come.
这个我们的指望就是将来来的世界。
If they see every single one of us have this kind of hope,
他们来了，若是看见每一个人都有这种指望
，For sure they will stay and abide with us.
他们一定会跟我们在一起。
Just like my parents.
就好像父母亲，我的父母亲。
But thank God, they've been here for 7 months now, and they come to service, they don't understand anything really.
对，我的父母亲来到这有七个月了，每次来聚会，可能他们也听不懂道理。
But inside their heart.
但是在他们心里头。
And they come to worship with brothers and sisters.
当他来跟弟兄姐妹聚会的时候。
They know that we have the hope that one day we will go to heaven.
他们知道我们有这个希望，就将来我们要到天国去。
That's why they continue to come.
所以他们继续的来。
Even though they don't understand many things.
所以他们不懂很多事。
But they see how we live as we worship God.
但是他知道我们怎么活着，我们怎样来敬拜神的。
When they see so many of you have peace and joy inside your heart.
当他们看见在我们当中有很多的平安喜乐。
And when they see brothers and sisters are wealthy.
他们看见。
And the brothers and sisters do not live like a budding life, like, you know, very flashy.
这个我们弟兄姐妹也没有像说像世人一样这个很有富有。
Even though they don't say too much.
虽然说他们不讲话。
But I know they see this with their own eyes.
但是呢，他们心里头看见。
So because of this, that's why they have the strength continue to come.
所以因为这样子，他们有这个能力继续的再来。
Because before they know when they die, they have no hope at all.
以前他们知道，他们死了就没有指望。
And now because Christ lives inside their heart.
那现在呢，因为有基督住在他们心里。
And they see that Christ lives inside our hearts.
他们也看见主耶稣住在我们心里。
And they know when they die, they will be with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们知道，他们死了，会与主耶稣同在。
So just like Stephen during this time.
就好像那个时候的尸体王。
It doesn't matter he dies or not.
这个尸体官死了不死不是重要。
His hope is not in this world.
因为他的指望不在世上。
So that's why when we ask people to come and see, they must see that our hope is not in this world.
所以当我们说请你们来看的时候，他们看见我们的指望不在这世上。
But rather allow them to see the hope that we have is in the heavenly kingdom.
但是呢，他们看见我们的指望是在天上。
And then verse 58, chapter 7, verse 58.
然后第五十八节。
And they cast him out of the city and stoned him.And the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul, verse 59.
五十九节。
And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit, verse 60.
六十节。
Then he kneeled down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he said this, he fell asleep. So we can see that during this time, they were stoning Stephen to death.
这个时候呢，众人用石头要打死司提缓。
And with his last breath.
那么他最后一口气的时候。
Then he kneeled down and prayed for them.
他跪下为他们祷告。
And with his last breath.
最后他的一口气。
He asked our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive them for this sin.
他要求主耶稣赦免他们。
And how wonderful this is.
这个是何等好的事。
This means Stephen showed him great love.
所以司提缓对那些打死他的众人蛮有爱心。
We also must do the same thing.
我们也是要这样做。
Of course, sometimes when we invite visitors to come to our church.
有时候我们邀请人来我们教会。
And sometimes we ask them to sing hymns, they don't want to sing hymns.
邀请他们跟我们一起唱诗, 但是他们不唱。
And sometimes we ask them to pray with us, they don't want to pray with us.
邀请他们跟我们祷告, 他们不祷告。
But instead of being upset, being mad, we need to show them more love.
但是呢, 以其我们心里头对他们生气, 我们要对他们显出爱心。
If Stephen be able to pray and ask God to forgive the people stoned to death for their sin, how much more we have to show other people that we must love them.
都是司提缓能够为那些用石头打死他的人来祷告, 那我们对邀请我们的人, 我们要表现出,
,更大的爱心。 Love now is very rare in the world.
今天在世界上啊, 这爱很难找到。
You see, you can find love in a family.
我们通常是在家人当中找到爱。
But now there's so many families out there in the world have no love.
但是现在的世界上很多的家庭也没有爱。
We can see for the last couple of months.
我们看着过去几个月。
These two incidents happened in California.
在加州有两件事发生。
A 9-year-old killed his parents.
有个9岁的孩子把他的父母亲杀了。
Because they told him not to watch MySpace or something like that.
因为这个父母亲呢禁止他看这个电子这个玩动游戏。
So 11-year-old boy who killed his stepmother.
11岁的孩子把他继母也杀了。
And she was about 7-8 months pregnant.
那个时候呢，这个继母有7-8个月怀孕。
We know to the end days, almost everywhere going to be like this.
我们知道这幕后的日子，幕后的时代，这种事情到处会发生。
The love of man will grow cold.
因为圣经讲说人的爱心会冷淡。
And we'll become haters of one another.
大家会互相的彼此相恨。
Because we become haters of God.
因为我们恨的神。
But as a chosen people, we cannot be like this.
但是我们是神的选民, 我们不会这样子。
As a world lack of love.
世界缺乏爱,
they must find love in the true church of God.
那他们必须在这个神的真教会找到爱。
So we ask people to come and see.
所以当我们邀请人来说来看。
If they see that we are full of peace and joy.
若是他们来看见我们充满了平安喜乐。
If they see we are full of hope.
看见我们蛮有指望。
If they see we are full of love.
看见我们蛮有爱心。
For sure they will stay and remain with us forever.
当然他们愿意跟我们一直在一起。
So again, evangelism has to come within ourselves.
所以呢, 要对外传福音, 要从我们的内心自动发出。
Because the greatest testimony is our own life.
因为最大的这个, 见证还是我们自己的生活。
Let's go to the book of John. Back to the book of John.
我们再回到这约翰福音。
Book of John chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章。
The book of John chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So we know during this time, Nicodemus, the ruler of Jews, came to our Lord Jesus Christ by night.
我们知道这个尼哥底母，他是犹太人的官，他晚上来见耶�u.
And because there are times they say, you must be sent from God because there's so many signs and miracles that follow you.
那么尼哥底母对主耶稣说，你一定是从神来的。 要不然的话，没有人能够行这么多的神迹奇事。
And then there are time in verse 3, Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
那么第三节，主耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不从水跟圣灵重生，不能进神的国。
Nicodemus did not understand.
尼哥底母他听不懂。
He said, "How can a man being old be born again a second time?"
他说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
Can he go in his mother's womb and be born again?
岂能再进母腹再生出来吗？
But our Lord Jesus Christ said to him,
耶稣对他说,
"Most assuredly I say to you,
说实实在在告诉你,
unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
人若不从水和圣灵生的, 断不能进神的国。
So there are times our Lord Jesus Christ did not beat around the bush.
所以当时呢, 主耶稣啊, 就好像一直在推他一样。
He was very straightforward.
主耶稣对他很直接了当。
Because even though Nicodemus the ruler of the Jews.
虽然说这个尼哥底母他是犹太人的官。
But our Lord Jesus Christ must tell him the way of salvation.
但是主耶稣要他指引得救的道路。
He said, "If you're not born again."
所以你若不重生，
you cannot see the kingdom of God.
你不能见神的国。
If you're not born again of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
你若不借着水跟圣灵重生，你断不能进神的国。
So what is this saying to us?
所以这对我们说是什么意思？
When we preach the gospel,
当我们传福音的时候，
when it comes to salvation, we also must be very straightforward.
当我们提到这个得救问题的时候，我们要非常直截了当。
Because there's so many people out there, they want to find a true way of salvation.
因为在外头有很多人，他们要得到得救的正道。
If we do not tell them,
若是我们不跟他们讲，
how can they know the true way?
那他们怎么能够找到真正得救的道路呢？
My sister-in-law.
我的这个sister-in-law 就是我的这个 sister-in-law.
So for several months now, we've been studying the Bible together.
我跟她呢，就是这几个月来，我们都在读圣经。
And she's been going to the Catholic Church for many, many years.
那么她呢，到这个天主教去很多年了。
And then when her daughter got baptized in that church.
但是她的那个女儿在我们教这个结婚。
So she was very afraid.
所以她就很害怕。
Because speaking in tongues.
因为我们用灵言祷告。
And also she said, why did my daughter love this church so much?
那她说为什么我的女儿这么喜欢这个真耶稣教会。
So the first time that my niece, right, her daughter go to church in Boston, she sent her husband with her just in case to protect her, right, from whatever, right?
所以到时候呢，我的子女到这个到波士顿的时候呢，他就派个人来好像保护他一样。
And thank God the husband did not find anything wrong with that church.
但是感谢神就说他的丈夫在我们教会找不到任何的错误。
And then later on, my sister-in-law went herself to the church.
结果呢，我的这个 sister-in-law 她自己到教会来。
And praise and thank God.
那感谢神。
Since then until now, she's been studying the Bible.
到现在为止，她一直在查考圣经。
Because I know her well.
因为我对她很了解。
And I was very plain to her.
那我对他也是很直接了当。
I said the Catholic Church is not a true church.
我说这个天主教不是真教会。
Because first of all, the Ten Commandments say there should no other God beside me.
因为这个十条诫命说，除我之外不能再有别的神。
You should not carve any images in heaven, on earth, or beneath the earth, and bow down to them and worship them.
就说你不可以雕刻任何的偶像，然后向他们跪拜。
I just tell him, look at it, if you go to the Catholic Church.
我对他说，你到这个天主教去。
There's so many icons, there's so many pictures, so many idols. You even pray to Mary.
这个天主教会里面有这么多的这个雕像，甚至要向这个圣母玛利亚来祷告。
And then I told her very plainly.
我就对他很直接了当
说。Unless you are born again of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
说除非你借着水跟圣灵重生，你不能进神的国。
Of course, at first she was a little bit in shock.
刚开始的时候她也是很惊讶。
But praise and thank God.
但是感谢神。
Because God have opened her heart.
因为神开了她的心。
To really receive the truth.
能够接受真理。
And now she's, for me, just so amazing how before she was so afraid about church, now she's so much.You know, loving our church.
过去他很怕我们教会，那现在呢？他倒是很爱我们的教会的。
And every day she read the Bible herself.
每天呢，他自己查考圣经。
And every day she call her daughter to pray with her in the spirit.
每天呢，他要求他的女儿跟他用灵言来祷告。
And when we have Bible study together, she even pray 20 minutes or so by herself.
当我们在一起查考圣经的时候，他跟我们也一起祷告20分钟以上。
So that's why for us to not be afraid.
所以我们对我们来讲，我们实在不用惧怕。
We must speak the truth in love.
我们必须用爱，凭着爱心来讲实在的话。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ speak very plainly to Nicodemus.
就好像主耶稣对尼哥底母很直接的说。
Because we must make it clear what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong.
因为我们对的就说对，不对的就说不对。
We know our church have the true word of salvation.
我们教会真的有这个得救的真道。
And our Lord Jesus Christ said, "You must be born again of water and spirit. You cannot enter the kingdom of God."
主耶稣对尼哥底母说，你若不借着水跟圣灵重生，你断不能得救。
So we must speak this kind of truth.
我们也要真实的这样来讲。
If we do not speak this kind of truth, then the power of God cannot manifest inside of us.
我们若不真实的这样讲，那么神的能力就彰显不出去。
But of course, at the same time, we must.I'll be filled with the Spirit of God.
但是呢，我们要这样讲，同时也要让圣灵充满。
So we have the wisdom to speak the truth.
所以我们有这个智慧能够来传讲真理。
So when we speak the truth, we speak it with love.
我们传讲真理的时候用爱心来传讲。
But sometimes people think maybe we are judging them.
因为有时候别人会讲说我们是在这个批判他们。
Actually, for us, we're not judging anybody.
事实上我们没有这个批评任何人。
We just share the truth with them.
我们只是跟他们分享真理。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像主耶稣一样。
See the truth with Nicodemus.
主耶稣跟尼哥底母传讲真理。
And that time Nicodemus he did not understand.
那个时候尼哥底母他不了解。
And then verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this thing be?"
所以第九节尼哥底母就说这怎么回事呢
And then verse 10, our Lord Jesus Christ answered to him.
第十节主耶稣回答说
Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things?"
他说你是犹太人的以色列人先生还不明白这事吗
And then verse 11,
十一节
Most assuredly I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness.
所以我实实在告诉你我们所说的是我们知道的我们所见证的是我们见过的
And then verse 12 says, If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe how will you believe if I tell you the heavenly things
十二节说我对你们说世上的事你们暂且不信若说天上的事如何能信呢
You can see during that time Nicodemus the ruler of the Jews
这个尼哥底母是犹太人的官
For sure he knew the word of God very well
所以他了解神的话
But when Jesus talked to him about his spirit about the way of being bornHe cannot understand.
但是主耶稣跟他提到怎样子重生的时候呢怎样从这个圣灵重生呢他听不懂。
And there are times Jesus said, I only speak to you the earthly things.
主耶稣跟他讲说我跟你讲是世上的事。
If you do not understand these earthly things, how can you understand things that is more spiritual?
这个世上的事你都不明白那你怎么了解天上的事呢
So that's why I do not be surprised.
所以不要惊讶。
When we tell people the truth,
当我们跟人讲真理的时候
they do not understand it.
他们不明白。
Even though if they know the Bible just like the back of their hands,
这个他们都是能够对圣经了如指掌
without the spirit of God inside their hearts
但是都没有神的灵在他们心里
it's very difficult for them to understand
他们还是不能了解
so that's why at the same time we have to understand this concept
所以同时呢我们也要了解这个这个观念
but it doesn't mean we stop telling the truth
但并不是说呢我们就不讲这个 真理
but if God opened their hearts
但是都是神开他们心
for sure they will come to an understand
他们就会了解
just like my sister-in-law
就好像我自己的 sister-in-law
she hardly can read the Bible in English
她没有办法读这英文圣经
and of course she's not very educated
那她也不是受高等的教育
but because she opened her heart for Lord Jesus Christ to work within her
但是她把自己的心打开让主耶稣能够在她的心里头做见证
she shared with me when she go to church and pray she almost shed tears every time
所以他跟我讲说他每次到我们教会祷告的时候呢他几乎每次祷告每次都流泪
she told me when she said when she read the Bible she just feel that the Bible is alive
他昨天晚上跟我讲说他读圣经的时候呢他感觉到这个圣经就是活真真的话
so God opened a person's heart
这就是神怎样开人的心
for sure we don't need to say much
我们不需要讲太多话
but we must be truthful to them
但是呢我们要跟他们这实实在在
if we know a person is walking and on the end they're going to fall into hell how can you not tell them if you go that way you're going to fall into hell
若是一个人继续走原来的路一定会这个到地狱里头去那你怎么不跟他们讲实话让他们不到地狱里头去呢
and for me I really truly praise and thank God for this
所以对我自己我真是感谢神
before I came to Christ I was quite a stubborn person
在我还没有信主之前我也是很顽固的一个人
because during that time I was studying philosophy so I think I know so much
那个时候我读了一些哲学所以我想说我一定懂得很多事
so that time the sisters that I met they did not say too much to me
所以那个时候我遇到的这个姐妹我对她没有她对我没有讲什么话
but just keep telling me the truth
但是这个教会的姐妹只有跟我一直讲这真理
I believe that you know, even Buddhist is also is God
因为那时候我想就是这个佛教所信的这个这个神也是神
and there's many ways to reach the heavenly kingdom
我当时想说有很多的这个这个捷径可以上天国去的
but then at the time they keep telling me
但是这个姐妹继续跟我讲
真理 Jesus is the only way
主耶稣说主耶稣才是唯一的道路
If you get baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, we cannot go to heaven
你若不受洗不得圣灵你进不了天国
Even though there are times I feel a little unease in my heart
所以说那时候我听来心里都不太舒服
How can people say this kind of thing
为什么这种人讲这种话
But thank God because they spoke the truth to me
但是感谢神因为他们对我讲真理
I had to meditate on it
我就会去思考
and to see if it's true or not
来了解这是不是真理
of course now I know it's true
当然现在我知道他们所说的是真理
so we must speak the truth
所以我们要讲真理
especially for those who are perishing
尤其是对要灭亡的人
especially for those who do not know God
对那些不认识神的人
let's turn to 2 Thessalonians
我们看这个帖撒罗尼迦后书
Second Thessalonians
帖撒罗尼迦后书
Verse 8 and verse Chapter 1 verse 8 verse 9
帖撒罗尼迦后书 Chapter 1
Second Thessalonians Chapter 1 verse 8 and verse 9
第一章的第八节第九节
And flaming fire taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ verse 9
第九节
They shall be punished with everlasting destructionfrom the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. So you can see on the end days, our Lord Jesus Christ will take vengeance on two different kinds of people.
所以在末在末的时候，主耶稣他会报应两种不同的人。
Those who do not know God.
就是那不认识神的人。
And on those who do not obey the gospel of God.
不听从主耶稣福音的人。
So because of this, we must go out and preach the gospel.
那么因为这样，我们要出去传福音。
Those who do not know God, they will be. We must share God with them.
不认识神的人，我们要跟他们谈神的道理。
And those who do not know the truth.
那么不认识真道理的真理的人。
Because they do not know the truth, they cannot obey it.
他们不了解真理，所以他们不照真理而行。
So we must share the truth with them.
所以我们要跟他们讲真理。
This is a great commission that Lord Jesus Christ has given to us.
这就是主耶稣给我们的重大的使命。
Because those who do not know God on the end day, they will be judged.
因为他不懂真理的人，到末后的日子，他们要受审判。
And they will spend eternity in everlasting hell.
他们要这个在地里头受永远的火。
And those who do not obey the gospel of God.
那么不照这个主耶稣这个道理而行的人
，they also be judged.
他们也要被审判。
They will also be spent eternity in everlasting hell.
他们也要在永远在这地狱的火当中。
So for us, we have the power.
对我们来讲，我们有这权柄。
To free people from everlasting hell.
能够使人这免到将来这永远这个地狱的火。
That is to share the truth with them.
所以我们要对他们传讲这个真理。
And tell them the true way of salvation.
对他们讲这个真正得救的道路。
Let's turn the book of John.
我们看约翰福音。
When our Lord Jesus Christ say, "Come and see."
主耶稣说你们来看的时候。
They must see that Lord Jesus Christ abides with every single one of us.
他们看见主耶稣跟门徒每一个人同在。
They must see miracles and signs.
他们看见了神迹奇事。
That is by transforming our life, every single one of us.
就是改变我们每一个人生命的这个能力。
They see that we have peace and joy.
他们看见我们有平安喜乐。
They see that we are full of hope.
他们看见我们蛮有指望。
They see that we are full of love.
他们看见我们蛮有爱心。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
我们看约翰福音的第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4, verse 26.
约翰福音第四章二十六节。
Jesus said to her, I who speak to you, I'm he.
这个耶稣说这和你说话的就是他
So during the time our Lord Jesus Christ was sitting next to Jacob's well
那个时候呢主耶稣是坐在这雅各的井旁
Then there was a woman who came to draw the water
那么有一个妇人来这个打水
And during the time our Lord Jesus Christ asked this Samaritan woman for a drink
主耶稣对这个撒玛利亚的妇人要求水喝
And during the time the Samaritan woman was in shock
这个撒玛利亚的妇人她听到主耶稣的话就很惊讶
The Jews, they have no dealing with the Samaritan
因为犹太人跟撒玛利亚人不相来往
So during the time our Lord Jesus Christ started to speak to her about the kingdom of God
主耶稣对她开始传讲神国的福音
And then in verse 10, chapter 4 verse 10
第十节
Jesus answered and said to her If you know the gift of God and who is he who say to you Give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water
第十节耶稣回答说你都知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的人是谁你必找求他他必找给你活水
We know that during this time the disciples have gone into town to buy some food
当时候主耶稣的门徒到这个市场上去买食物
And Jesus take the opportunity to talk to this woman
那么主耶稣借机会对这个妇人来谈道
So what is that saying for us?
那么这对我们是什么意思
Sometimes when the right people come and see
当我们邀请人说你们来看
Make sure they not only see only us.
我们要知道他不是只有看我们。
But they must see our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们要看见主耶稣。
Because sometimes, of course, when people come, we are so excited to preach the gospel to them.
因为有时候人来，我们非常的这个兴奋跟他们传这个道。
So because of this, we give no opportunity for Lord Jesus Christ to work in their hearts.
但是呢，我们没有让主耶稣有机会在他们心里头工作。
Just like a disciple.
就好像门徒一样。
Sometimes we need to take a walk.
有时候呢，他们必须要走一走。
Sometimes we just need to leave the truth seeker alone.
有时候呢，就让这个慕道友他有独自思考的时间。
So Jesus Christ can work in their heart himself.
啊，让主耶稣有时间在他们心里头工作。
That's why we need to have wisdom.
啊，所以我们必须要有智慧。
Because every true seekers they are very different.
啊，因为每一个慕道友都不一样。
Some of them need to be very straightforward.
啊，有些他们需要我们直接了当跟他说话。
Sometimes we encourage them to come to church, come to church.
啊，有些呢，我们就是一直勉励他说来教会吧。
But some true seekers they just want to take their own time.
啊，但是有些慕道友呢，他们需要一点时间。
They want to come and relax and just be by themselves.
啊，他们来啊，他们想自己有这个独自的思考的空间。
So we need to have this kind of wisdom.
啊，所以我们必须要有这个智慧。
So when they meditate themselves, when they come and think about themselves, then we allow Jesus to work inside their hearts.
啊，所以若有人啊，他们要想独自的这思考，那我们让他有时间啊，让主耶稣能够在他们心里头工作。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ when he talked to the Samaritan woman.
啊，就好像主耶稣对这个撒玛利亚妇人谈到。
And this time he knows that this woman feels so empty inside her heart.
啊，主耶稣知道这个妇人心里头啊是啊这个充满了这虚空。
And the reason we know that because she married many husbands.
啊，因为她嫁了很多的丈夫。
Maybe she think all these husbands be able to fulfill her emptiness inside her heart.
啊，她嫁了这么多丈夫，她想这个丈夫呢可以啊。来充满我心里头的空虚。
But one after another, the husband cannot fulfill her.
啊，但是呢，一个、两个、三个丈夫都没有办法充满她的空虚。
And that's why Luke Christ said in verse chapter 4 verse 13.
啊，所以在第四章十三节，主耶稣说。
Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again."
啊，他说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
Doesn't matter how you know. It doesn't matter how hard we try to be fulfilled.
啊，所以不管是我们。啊，多么的努力啊，想要啊来止渴。
To be fulfilled with the things of this world.
啊，我们用这世界上事情要止渴。
People can be hungry again.
啊，但是呢，啊，别人还是会在饥饿。
Just like this woman.
就好像这妇人。
And Jesus said, if you continue to drink this physical water, you're going to be thirsty again.
啊，所以主耶稣说，你若喝这个水，你还要再渴。
But this water that Jesus will give, that then when you drink it, she will never thirst.
啊，但是主耶稣所给的活水，他一喝啊，他就不再渴了。
So when we invite people to come and see,
啊，所以当我们邀请人来看的时候
，we know a lot of people that feel so empty inside their hearts.
啊，很多人他们心里头非常虚空。
What we give them, do not give them the physical things of this world.
啊，我们不用这世上的东西来充满他们。
But we give things that everlasting.
啊，我们用这个永恒的东西来给予他们。
That is the word of God.
那个就是神的道。
That is the spirit of God.
啊，就是神的灵。
We be able to offer these things to them.
啊，若是我们能够给他们这些。
And then for sure they will abide with us.
啊，当然他们愿意跟我们一起在一起。
But if we offer them only the things of this world.
啊，但是若是给他只有这世上的事。
For example, if someone feel empty inside their hearts.
啊，比方说有些人他心里头觉得虚空。
And we encourage them, oh, you can go and do this, you can go and do that.
啊，那我们鼓励说你可以做这个，可以做那个。
Of course, it can help.
啊，当然可以临时可以帮助他们。
But it's only temporary.
啊，但是还是暂时。
But you tell them you must come to pray and be filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，但是我们说你一定要来，而且要祷告，让圣灵充满。
And only then you can be fulfilled.
那么只有这样，你才能够感觉到满足。
Listen and follow our words.
啊，那他们都是听的，而且照这样做。
For sure they will be fulfilled.
啊，当然他们得到满足。
And for sure they will never feel empty again.
啊，他们就不再饥渴了。
So that's why we need to have wisdom.
啊，所以我们必须要有智慧。
Because there's over 6 billion people in the world.
啊，因为世界上有这么啊几亿的人口。
And each person that's so hard to understand, so difficult.
啊，每一个人都不同，每一个人都很难了解。
But if we allow our Lord Jesus Christ to work in their hearts.
啊，但是我们若是让主耶稣能够在他们心里头工作。
Because Jesus Christ, he knows everything.
因为主耶稣他了解一切。
There's no creature in this whole universe can be hidden from him.
啊，没有任何人能够逃过主耶稣的。
And people's hearts are plainly open to him.
啊，那么啊，人的心啊，对主耶稣来讲也是开放的。
But it's very difficult for us.
啊，但是对我们就很难了。
So that's why when we bring true seekers.
啊，所以当我们当带慕道友的时候
，give our Lord Jesus Christ a chance to work inside their hearts.
啊，让主耶稣啊有这个时间在他们心里头工作。
But meanwhile, we need to observe.
啊，但是呢，我们要好的观察。
When Lord Jesus Christ wants to use us to speak to them, we go ahead and speak to them.
啊，若是主耶稣给我们时间来跟他们讲，那我们就要讲。
Because nowadays you can see many people just try to seek for the true church of God.
啊，我们知道现在有很多人要找真教会。
And there's many churches out there that are very pushy.
啊，这个很多在外面的教会，他们用人的办法来催促。
They always force other people to be baptized, to do this, to do that.
他们要急着要给人家洗礼, 或者做别的事。
I remember a brother told us a testimony.
我记得有一个弟兄做见证。
Because before he came to True Church, he went to a different church.
他还没有到我们真耶稣教之前, 他到别的教会去。
So when they come to church, you need to sign in, right?
所以他们到教会要登记名字。
If he doesn't sign in two, three times, then people will go to his house, right, and look for him.
他若是两三次没来了, 那么人就找到他的家去要找他,
and they will call him,
或者是跟他打电话,
and bother him, right?
或者是来打扰他,
so because of this he feels very bothersome.
因为这样他就觉得, 这个很麻烦,
there's many churches like this.
这个今天有很多的教会是这样,
that's why we need to have wisdom.
所以我们必须要有智慧,
sometimes we need just to take it easy.
有时候呢, 我们就, 就不要这么紧张,
take a step back.
我们就, 就缓慢下来,
and allow God to work within them.
让神有时间在他们心里头工作,
because he knows them the best.
因为神才了解他们,
just like disciples during that time.
就像主耶稣的门徒那样,
they went to the market.
他们到市场去,
they came back, the Samaritan woman believed.
他们回来了, 那就看见这撒玛利亚的妇人相信。
Not only that, the whole city and villages also believed.
不仅如此, 全村庄的人也都信了主。
So wait for God's timing.
所以让我们等主的时间,
and wait for God to do his work.
等让神有时间来做他的事。
So when we ask people to come and see,
所以当我们邀请人来看的时候,
let them see that we are the chosen people of God.
让他们看出我们真的是神的显明。
Let them see that we are the royal priesthood.
我们真的是, 金尊的祭司。
Let them see that we have peace and joy inside our heart.
我们真的有着, 心里头有平安喜乐。
Let them see that Jesus Christ dwells in every single one of us.
让他们看出, 主耶稣在我们每一个人的心中。
Let them see we are full of hope, we are full of love.
让他们看出我们是蛮有指望, 蛮有爱心,
only then they will stay and abide with us.
那么这样子他们就会跟我们一起永远同在一起。
Now let's rise up and sing a hymn.
最后我们唱一首诗,
sing 126
126首
126
126首
the chosen ones of God.